the end time revival is fire on the mountains. That means a church that will carry the fire of the Holy Ghost upon the various mountains.
There's always a way for a man who is persuaded that God has called him. And listen, every believer is called. Are you hearing me? Every Christian has a calling. There's a calling on your head. It may not be on this pulpit, but you are called. When you enter a city with the consciousness of the call, the gates will open to you.
Listen, your answers are in God's one answer. And that answer is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Zero in of the gospel. In this gospel, the Bible says the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the report.
He's preparing for us. Hallelujah. So he's going to be, something will happen to you this evening. I don't know. The pictures I keep seeing is something else. Hallelujah. All right, we'll be talking about money. Basically, two things. I know if we want to spend 2 hours here, the time will not be enough because of the information that will be coming to us this morning. But we'll be talking about majorly two things. The first is the laws of money, as number one. Then number two, we'll be talking about this season that we're in, okay, how to make money, okay, the season. While during COVID season and post-COVID era, we're still within the COVID season, all right? A lot of people, businesses have crashed, things are happening, students have been at home for the longest. I don't think we've had this strike, and some people have been at home since January, right? Or is it February? December. Amen. And there are people that have been pushing, okay, we know school resume in the next 2 months. Let me learn this, let me wait. And I'll wait. No, it will resume next month. Somebody has been shifting and has wasted 9 months already. Already in November. Hallelujah. So we'll be talking about these two key things. Laws of money. I'm sure they'll do more justice to that. We have physical laws and spiritual laws. And I believe they'll say more about that. All right, so my first question, sir, can we just talk about, feel free to talk, okay, any direction you want to go. Laws of money. Okay, I know there's someone out there, he just knows I need to make this money. He just knows, okay, money is not flowing. I need to do. People have been laboring, and as I said, I know you did much more. Okay, so Pastor Gordon, talk to us about the laws of money.
Hallelujah. Welcome to morning session, the outpouring 2020. You cannot even shout. I like how people say, okay, let's shout out. Amen. Money is essential in this ongoing warfare. Don't mix it up. Don't go talking about that's not God's priority. Anything. Don't talk like that. You have accidents. No automobile accidents, but financial problems. So the earlier you stop making excuses for financial incapacitation, the better. Amen. That said, money answers to laws. Amen. Just like your car, your vehicle answers to laws. Your aircraft, it answers to law. That you are sitting down on a chair, you are answering to a law. Money also answers to laws. Amen. And the first one is the spiritual laws. Because normally the spiritual law, or spiritual laws are the things that undergird or that supports natural laws. They are the taproots of natural laws.
If you take them out, it's only a matter of time. Everything you engage naturally will wither away. Just like a tree will die without roots. Praise God. So let's start. What are the spiritual laws of money? The first thing is understanding your source. I'll call it the law of the source. Not stew. Source, as per the one from whom things proceed. Hallelujah. Amen.
If you don't firmly fix who your source is, you have problems. That's the first place to settle. Establish your heart in the covenant. Establish your heart in your source. And your source is God. Praise God. You know, there are many opinions going on all over the world now. People have different opinions. Some have read some books and now they are confused, you know. But we cannot lose it. The first thing is our source is God. So if God is our source and we are saved, that means we are fine, right? No. We are not fine, even spiritually. So number two is, if God is your source, then there are things he has laid down for you to do for money. And the first thing is giving. You know, you can have other ideas. And I keep saying these things because I meet people that we started probably 10, 15 years ago in this faith. And then they are coming up with different ideas. Somebody will come and be telling you things that, you know, they just read one or two lines somewhere. Amen. They are feeling innovative. They are feeling all kinds of things. Praise God. Giving is what sustains anything you have. If you don't give, there's no future for you. Now, I'm saying that unequivocally, so that you don't think I'm not shifting my mouth all over the place. If you don't give, there's no hope for financial abundance for you. Save all you want, innovate all you want, there is no hope. The question is, what about the people that are not Christian? Giving is not for Christians. Giving is a law for man. Everybody you see globally giving, they are having. So don't go and reduce the concept of giving to what Christians do or what pastors tell people to do so they can enrich their pockets. There's nothing like that. Giving is for man. And it's the first law or the second spiritual law of prosperity and financial abundance. Giving. And giving are along different lines. Number one, there is one that is called not stealing. There's a kind of giving called not stealing. It's called tithe. You actually know, it's not like you're giving. It's just that you're not stealing because it's not your money. Amen. Why do we give the tithe? Because it's not yours. And the Bible says, if the first fruit be holy, then the whole lump will be holy. That is what secures and guarantees that every money that is coming will be meaningful. Are you here? So tithing is one. Giving to your prophets is another valid one. As a matter of fact, you can trace spiritual prosperity to giving to your prophets. You know, our generation is not used to prophet. When I say giving to your prophet, they are thinking of some charlatans with beards trying to collect money from somebody. And no. That's all we're talking about. Giving to the prophet is giving, putting into the hand of the spiritual leader that God has placed over you. Somebody who brings God's word to you. Because your prosperity is in the mouth of the prophet. So what you do is you use, it's called a law of exchange. You give and then you collect things that money cannot buy and things that money can buy. Amen. Second, giving to the prophets is very important. Third, love offering. From time to time, thank God there's a church system that gives you periodic opportunity to give. You are supposed to be giving. Thankfully, there's an offering system in church. This is the reason why God loves the church. That's why he instituted it in the first place. Imagine we're living without church. Somebody will not have enough sense to give. He will drink the money away. He will use it to buy chicken. Amen. But then giving in the form of love offering is another vital form of giving. And finally, there is giving to the poor. So from time to time, learn to give to the poor. When people, it's not every beggar that asks you that you say they are terrorists. They are those who should give. You know, there are these children that come around. Every now and then you think, these boys, they are not serious. They will soon go and fight. From time to time, give to someone who begs you. And I don't finance poverty, so it's not my practice. It's not like every time you beg me, I give you money. And that's called financing poverty. To the poor, the gospel is preached. It's not to the poor, you hand small money. No, it doesn't work. Praise God. Now, before I round up, I mentioned four rights, the tithe, giving to the prophet, your love offering, giving to the poor. These four levels have different returns on investment. They are not the same. Giving to the poor happens to be the least. It's actually 100, not 100%. It's like even. It's 1-to-1. He that gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him again, period. Amen. So if all you know about giving is giving to the poor, it's a good thing. But no. Inflation will catch up with you. There's another one. It's called giving to the prophet.
The return on investment is the prophet's blessings or the prophet's reward. The prophet's reward is insight. His ideas, his concepts. This is the reason why somebody will wake up and have an idea that will change the world. Given to the prophets. Amen. Sowing your seed, there is 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. For those of you that don't understand 100-fold, that's 10,000%. Yes, because 1,000% is 10-fold, right? 10,000% is 100-fold. If you put them in plain terms, if you give 100,000 to the prophet, I mean, as a seed, there's a promise of return of 100,000 times 100. You know what that means, right? 10 million. Is that simple? You can walk it, or you can think we're joking. Amen. And then the tithe, since it's not yours, it's not yours. And so, but we have to talk about what happens when you give the tithe. When you give the tithe, you will create a wall of defense for every other return on investment. Because you can make money if energy gained equals energy lost. Efficiency is zero. All right? You don't want to be there. So these are the four layers of giving as a second spiritual law of prosperity. Remember, the first one is knowing your source. The second one is giving. Praise God. I think I should stop here.
Hallelujah. Can we celebrate, Pastor Godwin? You know, these things he said are things that I'm not sure is new to anybody here. But you see, they are the basic things. They are the simple things that you need to practice. That's just the truth. Simple things. Whenever you come into a point where you discover that you're giving, you are just dragging. The devil is already coming after your finances. That's his plans. You see, a lot of people's, the reason why people's business is crashed this COVID period. There are people that were not going to church and they were not giving. And he said something about the church being a system created by God to help you give. Because the law is an exchange. That's why you see people who do service online. They can't even give. They can't transfer offering. That's why you know this whole movement, this whole online movement, you know, Kino, I think church has gone online, you know, people are just speaking English and stuff like that. The devil is coming, he has a target. Even as a believer, you discover during the COVID period, you need to be extra disciplined to be able to give your offering. You need to be extra careful to pay attention to, come, I've not done this, I've not done that, so let me do this. You just stream, and then something will distract you. You'll be streaming and watching something, and then before you know, service has done, you have exited. You even forgot that the projected account. I'm telling you. And then you just be feeling funky. Imagine living like that for 2 months. Terrible, right? Yes. So, he said a lot about the spiritual law. See, every physical law you practice, everything you do, is preceded by this one. If you go and do the whole physical law, you walk from morning to night. I'm telling you, you'll just be toiling. And you receive the blessing of toil. Do you know what the blessing of toil is? More toiling. It's the cost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, so he has said a lot. So I believe the guitar will just talk about the physical laws. I said you have something to add. But let me add one more thing. Giving to the gospel is another type of giving. Okay. To spread or push the gospel, like special meetings. This is the outpouring, for example. People are giving. That's an opportunity to give. Giving for meetings, giving, partnering with the gospel to expand the influence of the gospel upon the earth. Hallelujah. That's another type of giving. You can write that down. Hallelujah. You can tell me?
All right. Good. So, it's Jesus himself that said, having done all this, right? So he has to start from this, then he gets to the ones who are very familiar with the physical laws, aka, there's something I'm not doing well. Okay, so when all these are done, we'll move to the side people actually see. Vis-a-vis, we're talking work now, right? Like Pastor P said, there's a difference between toiling and working. If you actually go out every day in Nigeria, discover the people. Those of us that get most of the money don't really work as much as those that you are seeing work. And it now looks like life is unfair. The rich are getting richer. I subscribe to that. There's a reason rich should get richer. It might not be fair, but it's the truth. Because there's something called work, and this is the reason you're practicing spiritual laws, so that God will open your eyes to know what you should be doing called work. Not everything is work. Nigerians particularly, please, not everything is work. That thing you call hustle, well, it's good. Like in my office, I don't allow people call me, hey, God bless your hustle. I say, I stop hustling a lot. I'm not hustling, I'm working, I'm getting paid. So you need to, when you say it, I think it comes with your mind. So you have to work, you have to invest, you have to cut down your losses, your spending, then you need to multiply money. So I'll just take it slowly again. I'm coming back. So when you say work, you see what just happened to us called the pandemic, we're still in the post effect of it. It's called a change. You cannot reverse it. If God did not reverse it, you cannot. Let it be in your head. It has changed. The system has changed and is headed towards some level of work. Question is, do you know what is now relevant where you should be working? Sorry to say, but some of the works you're doing are not relevant from December. Come Christmas, sorry. But it will take time. You know, even a car, if you drive, you know, sometimes you apply the brakes, it still goes further. That's what's happening to some areas of work, right? They just, time changes or changed yesterday, I think is the title. The title is Time Changes Yesterday. But I just tell you, some things have changed, and you need to know what has changed in terms of work. If you don't agree with it, thank God, be praying. Hope is not a strategy. Don't pray and say, we hope that it will be better. God will change it. It is not a strategy. It will not work. So redefine what you call work, where you're going to put your energy to get information. Because that is what, having done the spiritual laws, this is what will bring the monies you like. Some of you like cars very well. You want to count the bills, the smell, let it be new. It's okay. You need to redefine your work. Secondly, investment. This same era we're talking about has redefined investment. So the owners of this hall will tell you what happened. For some months, you couldn't even hold a gig here. All the weddings were postponed, all the birthdays and everything that will happen in this hall. This is a great investment that was bringing in money, except that COVID-19 came and it was a different ball game, right? People that do marriage ceremonies and stuff, some are out of business. Great airlines. Airlines are a funny set of business people. They make like a huge amount of gain, except most of them use it to buy yachts and do some certain things. Now, they have to put in billions. They say $4 billion is not even enough to bail them out. They're putting in more monies. The planes are shaky. The flight I took back to Abuja was literally shaking, meaning they are cutting down money just to make some things happen. You see? And that's a good investment, except that it was out for like 5-6 months and people have a problem. How do you miss this kind of investment? This is where you are spiritual. As Christians, we're talking the secret line. So something might look good, but for how long? God will tell you, invest in this just for 6 months. After 6 months, it's going to backroll to you. You need to know how to invest. You understand? So not everything. For young people particularly, their investment are not in your age group. For those of us 35 below, you don't have business with some certain investment. And from not central, see, the city is not central. We'll have a big problem of money. Most of our parents are not rich. They worked and suffered for the government and told you to go to school, read book, marry early, and focus. Marriage is good, except that in the first 25 years might be a liability. Sorry to say, this is literal business talk now. Your wife and your children might be liabilities. I'll explain to you, how many children do you see that are stars that make money for the family? Maybe 1%. So meaning you're going to spend money on your child for the first 25 years before it becomes an investment that will bring money. Except they put pressure on you, bring money back to the family. You cannot give what you don't have. So these are facts you need to work with and know. If you're talking money, is the reason you might be broke compared to your father because you took his advice, except that he's not a rich person. So work, an investment. It is serious, right? So in COVID and post-COVID, when you have monies, like one of the things given to the prophets and code duty opens windows that only few people can ever see. Talking to you, I spoke with my own prophet, Dr. Erasmus. We not only have something called an institute to run Africa. In the same lockdown, it was happening in the lockdown. I happened to meet with the African Union. We're granted access to something that will run continental in the same lockdown. You think it's just a joke that a young man, they were actually looking the whole thing as the youngest. Why is he the one that will bring this idea and we'll have to agree with it now? I don't know if you understand. And it's an investment we know will blow back in our, we're even looking for how does this not go beyond what we're thinking. See? The same lockdown. You understand? So investment after work, investment. The other thing you need to do as a law is Do not spend money on what you cannot afford. Forget social media. Let it not. You see, that's why some of us don't snap next to cars and all that. Don't put pressure on people. Do not be under pressure. You cannot have an iPhone. iPhone 11 Pro Max is 500 and something thousand. You don't need it. Because you do not have an investment half of that. You do not need it. Even if your boyfriend were to buy it for you, if you have wisdom of God and you want to be rich, you should sell it and get a phone that is befitting for going forward. It just endangers your life, exposes you to robbery. If the skin is cracked, if the AirPod is lost, you have a bigger problem.
Now look at you.
Cut your cost. Things, weigh your cost. Calculate how much it takes to raise territory hours for a month. Mine is not the same with yours. So don't even use my bill. If mine is 50,000, maybe yours should be 5,000. Work it down. If you can go to 3,000, it's good. The less you spend on your life, your cost is better. You can't buy Mary Kay, there's Tara. Tara is too expensive. There's something else. China has made sure of this. It's good. And then, after you, if you can spend time doing this, you'll be shocked. You'll not increase your earning, but you discover you have more. There's no pressure. There's nothing as bad. Pastor G, they can agree with me. There's nothing as bad as financial pressure. When you are living constantly expecting that somebody's going to call you to demand money you don't have, or they are going to knock at your door for rent you have not put together, or you're going to go out, you don't have the tip, is bad. It's pressure that does not allow your communication with God flow. You can't wake up. I literally wake up when I like. Morning to 9, if you call me, most of you know, except I perceive that it's an emergency, I'm not picking the call. When Jay Bezos said that he spent 8 hours of sleep, that's the wealthiest man on earth. They are telling you, hustle, hustle, hustle. He's spending 8 hours. He's making more money. You need that concentration to know where you are supposed to be working at. You understand? Rounding it up, the last law, which they tell you, you jump this other three and start, want to multiply money. We want to have streams of income. You cannot multiply. 0 times 1 million is zero. You don't multiply what you don't have and what you are not sure of. So it's after you have done this, it's called you are now mastered money, right? Even if it's small, now you can start multiplying it. Like I was saying, something I do not recommend for young people. Young people, except somebody is giving a giveaway land, which rarely happens, do not be buying land. Land is a long-term investment. Let them not tell you to go and start a building project, which you are not building for rent. It is not a good investment. Middle bet, Reverend K is the pastor of Benue State. They will tell you you have to have built a house. That you stay in Lagos or Jos, you don't come to, except somebody is dead, they'll go and bury there. That's not an investment. Don't do it. Get something, you know, rolls money back for your age group. When you get older, you might even be the better house. You build the better house. You understand? So in multiplying money, which is the rounding part of the physical laws of monies, you get there. It's like directing a film. No, you can't be a director from your after being a graduate in school. You work to become that. So you walk to the place where you can multiply your money. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Can we celebrate? You can, Terry. That was awesome. Hallelujah. You see, before I give Pastor G the opportunity to say something, this is the saying are very, very cardinal. There are people that they can't keep track of the monies that come to them. They can't even manage. You know, there are different levels. There are people that don't want to have a source. They don't have a cash flow system. You know, let me bring a balance. It says something about lands and other things. How many of you discovered that for those of, let's say, in the generation of our parents, okay, they paid more attention to long-term plan or long-term investment than establishing cash flow system, which is short-term, something that brings in money every day, every week, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, or every year. They pay more attention to long-term plans. That's why you see most of them have lands. Those in that generation, they have, most of the houses they are staying in there, they are the ones that own the houses. But you know, this set of people, again, you can go and ask them, I need 50,000 now. They don't have money to give you. I'm not a witness to what I'm saying. Yes. The reason is because why they paid attention to long-term plans, they were not looking at establishing cash flow. So they'll be waiting for until the rent is paid, until this. So a lot of pressure on them. Now, we are in a generation where, of course, everybody wants to see cash flow system working for you. You want to know that, okay, yes, you're making money every day, every week, every month, you know. And then we've done that and we've forgotten about long-term again. Do you understand? Somebody said if you stay in a city for a long period of time, you don't own, that if you own a land, you are a landlord. That landlord owns land. Do you understand? Okay, so of course, there's nothing wrong. What he was emphasizing was that, again, you don't do it at the detriment of your cash flow system. You must have a cash flow system. You must have a system that brings in money. And then you see this COVID season, it's funny. As a ministry, we have seen the most, our highest monies, we have seen monies. In this COVID, even as individuals too. Why? Knowledge, information. Pastor Jim.
All right, thank you so much. Deacon Terry, that was really cool. Amen. Maybe you enjoyed that. I'd like to say this, that the financial freedom is a journey. It's not an event. It's not something that just happens like that. All right? If it's going to be a journey, there's a way you prepare for a journey, and there's a level of patience required to arrive at a destination. And the truth of the matter is, with the perfect view or picture of the destination in your mind or in your heart, you will not be offended at the transit, what do you even call that self? The places you pass through to get to your destination. Amen. For some people are not comfortable with the fact that they don't have money currently to spend the way Davido is spending. That's not your problem right now. Amen. That's not your problem right now. You know, I keep telling people, if you predicate your vision of who you should be like on what you can see right now, you will fail. Now, don't argue with me, you will fail. You know, I asked my younger brother, Praise, do you know Cisco? He said, yeah, I was talking about Larry Ellison's Cisco. Programming, waiting. No, it's not Cisco. That's what I'm talking about. The Cisco we knew back in GS2, GS3, he had dyed hair, so forth and so on. The question is, where is he now? Now, where am I getting to or getting at? If your vision of who you should be like was predicated upon what you could see then, you will fall with the tide. Just as we can't, nobody, they don't know him again. Nobody will care about you. So you think, okay, I'm going to be arrogant. I'm going to dye my hair. I'm going to do... No, you'd have to predicate it upon things that have lasting, that have been tested over time. Principles will always outrun or will always outlive, you know, modern practices. If you've studied materials along the lines of Wealth of Nations, you will know how wealth is built. It is not something you do as an event. It's okay, you hammer. You win lottery doesn't make you a wealthy person. Are you here? It's a journey. It's a journey. Now, on this journey, you will know, okay, what am I packing for the journey? What would I need along the line? What would I not need? Praise God. Now, let me say this before I finish. Nobody's looking at you. Because there's a thinking that somebody's looking at you. Some of you are thinking that people are using their time to talk about you. The world has well-distributed problems. Problems are well-distributed. That means people cannot be worrying about you for too long. After 1 hour, 2 hours, their problem will overtake it. Are you here? So it's serious. I mean, I'm not going to be bothered about what you think about me. Last time I had only one jacket. I had money to buy like 100. Somebody kept saying, why are you wearing only one jacket? I said, if it's worrying you, give me money, let me buy it. Why? Because all anybody can say is that guy is wearing one jacket. I wonder why he's wearing it. After 5 minutes, they'll call him for rent. And I'm good. I've left his head. So why would I bother to please somebody who is already deep in issues? All right? And forget about social media. We've all been there. How many of you have posted your worst pictures there? Your worst. Yeah, this is not my body. You are looking like... 98% of people will post their best with good filters on. Praise God. So why are you now making your own decisions? Using people's, you know... That's not anybody's business. Praise God. So don't come under on any kind of self-inflicted pressure. Nobody's putting that pressure on you. You're putting it on yourself. I will go to Shawarma and Grills to buy me one Shawarma. I will see a young person walking there to use his last money to buy. So, you want to eat shawarma alongside somebody who is using shawarma that, who is eating shawarma that he won't feel that something left his pocket. So the first thing you focus on right now is not what you're wearing, where you're going. Who are you? Can you build something that delivers value to people? Can a time come in your life where you don't have to use money to buy things? You know there are people that don't use money to buy things. You see sponsorship, sports sponsorship. The Nike you are spending money to buy, people are bringing it, begging for somebody to wear. They'll bring the entire gear, or go wear it, so that our company can have vibe. The question is, you are spending money, somebody else is being begged. Value. Value. So pay more attention to that. And let me tell you something, nobody, whether your education or your lack of education, should not stop you from creating a value delivering system. The world we are now living in is a world that has every information out there for you to, you know, acquire and become a person of very high value. You know, I used to say it jokingly that I can wear my shorts and carry my backpack into a bank and demand I'm employed, and it will happen. As I speak to you, it can. Last year, I got a call from Lagos. Come and pick a job with house, 400,000 a month. When the guy called me, I said, I didn't have to call my pastor to ask if, you know, I said, let me call my pastor and ask if I'll be able to go. That's your life. You are not serious. You are not serious. If you're a person of vision, that vision will direct you. It will put you on a path. And that path will be more glorious when the time of reckoning comes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So please think more about how do I become a person of very high value. Look, by the way, the job was did not require me to submit CV.
No.
There was no requirement for CV. Somebody just called, okay, we understand you. Yes, so they say, you work with that church. We know, see what you guys are doing, waiting. You were there when I chatted with somebody who has a company in Texas. He wants me to work for them online. Praise God. You are here. Somebody, at the same time, you see, the money, if I give you some money now, let's say 200,000, somebody will buy an iPhone, the other person will buy a laptop. In the course of time, the person with a laptop, if he knows what to do, may buy like 20 iPhones. So know how to, and God is faithful, he will give you opportunities. So there will be these small monies that will come your way, testing your faithfulness. What would you do with it? Praise God. But most importantly, create a system of value delivery. Never come under any level of pressure. Yes. Nobody is putting it on you. You're putting it on yourself. And if you understand the spiritual laws we're talking about earlier, you will know that your journey is tailor-made for you. And you are going to go along that path, not bothering what anybody is thinking. And in the end, you walk into abundance. Abundance that you don't have to be worried, you know. Some people, pardon me, the last thing I'm going to say, some people cannot even enjoy the so-called money they have. Because I may put something on, somebody will borrow something and snap, and somebody will say, please give me my money online. And that's messed up. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a journey.
Hallelujah.
Be patient with it, and then you will see the outcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a journey, all right? It's a journey. Lastly, I'll just give them just 1 minute. We're running out of time already. I just want to talk about opportunities in this present season. Okay. As some of you have phones, you are not using it for anything. The phone is just Facebook and social media. You're using it for why you can use it to make money. So you have laptops, it's not doing anything. It's only movies that are inside. You know, a lot of things happening, especially during this COVID. People are already doing courses online. Some people have gone into for it. The opportunity is enormous. Hallelujah. I'm going to give them that just 1 minute. Just talk about the opportunities we have in this present age. Businesses that a young person out there that's not doing anything, is probably, there's no more school, the house is on strike, this is happening. He has been on lockdown for 9 months, eating free food at home, nothing. You understand? So what can they do? Okay. And then for someone also that is doing business, how can you scale up? Okay, the opportunities we have right now in this present season.
All right. Okay. Yes, so You know, before COVID, we had one of these last year. I think it was even in church, we read out like 20 lines of work you should be doing as though we knew what's going to happen the next year. Most of the things we told you, you luxury businesses that you can do maybe business twice in a year. And then a lot of, and those are the kind of things working now. So like I said, in one of the laws of money, you need to be, you know, married to information in this age. Things are changing. You see, one of the things I advise young people to first do, don't just even be in a hurry to go and do CAC for a bit. You can register a business with the mindset that somebody's going to take it off your hands. A lot of that is happening. Because the big guys, even in Nigeria, your local town, if you do a selling app here, Onigbinde might call you and take over that and pay because they need it, but they don't have the time to think like you are. You have 7 months of ASUS strike, you are thinking. The big guys has been they've been selling for 7 months, except that the sales, they are not meeting up to what it was. So if you can bridge that gap for the big companies, that is it. So most of you in the tech side work on apps and all of that. But those of you in services, there's something. See, these days people are scared. Like people that are unbelievers who've been working on that as a church, they are just scared. So if somebody could help them fill the gap of getting this from point A to B, it's a serious business. I call her Pastor Babe. She knows that business of connecting people. It's working now very well, right? It's an opportunity. So take your time when you buy a recharge card. Get the number of people you have not called for some time. Call them. What is it that they need here that you don't have here that I can connect? Connecting people is one of the high. That's why Jeff Bezos is the richest man. It's just because of connecting people. People are, you know, apart. It's going to continue to the end of next year. So you still have a whole year to go. Connecting people, big deal, right? The thing about health and treatment. So people don't just only want to look good. They want to make sure they are so strong that when they come out. A lot of people, they don't pray in tongues like us. They have a problem of self-esteem. Businesses that have to do with making people see themselves bigger than they are. Very serious forms of businesses. I don't need to talk about the ones that have failed. You have seen those lists on social media and co. Sincerely, some of them, till the vaccine hits everybody, they will still be going down till that time, right? This is about to be the Christmas that people might not move as much as you know, you understand, because of restrictions and co. So like I said, connecting people, services, you know, health-related things, education. So if ASU tarries till next year, options will start coming. Where people would, your parents would tell you, leave that school alone, leave the university, you see it. So what's the next form of education we're going to be looking at? You arrive there before us realize that this is a big mistake with the government, right? It's going to happen. We'll take a decision on education. You as an educator, you want to be there before it comes. So these are lines for me, I feel, you should be looking at. For those of us in entertainment, and it's our day. Like if you're a video person, you're a picture person, you're a film person, people have the whole time in the world. Whether they preach it or not, they will come back to attend to our business. So it's a good business. You want to learn a little bit of editing or filmmaking or something like that. And then globally, I know I'm taking more than a minute. Something that has happened, the bigger donuts, I've worked with some NGOs. From Lagos, I finished to work with one of the most notable NGOs in the country. There's something that funds have moved from. They said they don't want to put money into things that are physical and people touching, but trainings. So if you're going to write any proposal for anything, let it be that girls will be trained. There's a bias towards women and girls. So girl child, you want to collect their monies to do that. You understand? So work on those kind of training people, empowering people mentally and otherwise. If you're going to look at proposals and funding externally and within, this should be your focus. That's where all the monies are moving, including the government of Nigeria, right? To save face and look good, we're doing things for youth. You want to carry everybody to the next level. So you want to be looking at stuff like that. Thank you.
I'm going to touch the big elephant, blockchain. Yes. Earlier, you know how churches, we like playing catch up too much. You know, the US Treasury has been, they've been working so hard to keep the US dollars active and valuable, but they can't keep up any much longer. That means a new day has come for money and how money works and the technologies that will power the new era in the financial markets. I'm not saying MMM. Because many of you, when you say that these things, MMM is some Ponzi scheme. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, the blockchain technology itself. Okay, it's powering many things beyond the cryptocurrency that we know. Powering so many things, powering healthcare. By the way, the 7th or 8th industrial revolution will be healthcare. And it's not healthcare as you are taught in medical school here. Nah. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not saying, I'm just putting the word out there so that you can start looking at it. Why? Because everything you are going to ever do with these things will be preceded by knowledge. Maybe some of your parents are very dirty. Don't do business. You know, their parents that tell their children to face their studies and not do business. If they say that, it's not even a problem to do business with knowledge. Is that okay? Do business with knowledge. Try your hands on a few things around blockchain and, you know, that technology first, then cryptocurrency itself. Do something. Learn something about Bitcoin. Learn something about, you know, somebody maybe said, have you heard of Ethereum? That was since 2016, for God's sake. Over 4 years ago, I've been transacting with Ethereum. They are telling me, do you know Ethereum? These kids, they'll go to the seminar, they'll come back and tell me, do you know Ethereum? Amen. But then again, blockchain, learn something about it. Learn something about it. It's something that we will not be able to do. Let me tell you something about industrial revolutions. They are very rude. Remember when they told your parents, we are not computer literate, no job? They didn't care whether you don't like computers. They said, I don't like goofy boxes. I don't like computers. I'm called to analog. No problem. You ain't getting no job. There are certain things that will go out of, you know, and then other things will replace it. Don't be left behind. Is that okay? So learn something about the blockchain. Blockchain. If you want to write it down, blockchain. Blockchain technology generally. And then cryptocurrency itself. Then as a young person, also have your hands on how the financial market works. Like Forex, regular Forex trading. Try something out with it. You're young. And I'm actually addressing this particularly to those who are still in college, you are still young, so forth and so on. You don't have responsibilities so that you have to be mitigating risk all over the place. Many of you can use money that your parents send to you to try things out. Are you here? Uh-huh. So those that are married, they know better. They're like, okay, we have to mitigate risk, so forth and so on. All right? But then, in this era, that's something to do. Now, the second thing and the last thing I'll talk about is it may sound biased, but learn something around design. You know why? Because every business will thrive on design. Alex Castellano said, every business, no matter how amazing the processes are, they are vulnerable if they have not paid attention to design. Why do you think people spend money on Apple products? Design. It's not any other thing. Some of us that have Apple products, we know the problems. It can give you wahala. But you see, the finesse and the slickness of holding these products will overpower it. Why design? To pay attention to it. It's one of the skills that will be in high demand. If everybody is going to move their business to a particular space, they will need to compete favorably. And if they are going to compete, design will be the edge. So if you're here, lay your hands on something around design and then just learn it. Learn how things are arranged, how things work, how things can stand out, how do I solve problems with innovation here and there, and then just do something around it. Praise God. And guess what? These things I just talked about, for the most part, do not require large capital. Because the major undoing of young people is, I want to start a business and my budget is 2 million. And you are collecting 10,000 from home. Some, their budget, somebody brought me, he said he wants me to invest and he brought me 100 million. I said, okay, have you tried any other business before? He said, no. It's his first one. But you see, he laid it out. He went to the internet, got how to write proposal and brought me the proposal with 100 million. He wants to start a cab service stuff. And then I asked him, okay, have you tried anything like this? He said, yeah, he worked with one like that and failed. Amen. While people are entering into businesses as low-hanging fruits, they can just pick it. With 10,000, with 2K, you have done subscription that will give you, 1.5 will give you 7 gig. That can yield over 7 to 10 YouTube videos. I learned design at zero cost initially. Of course, later on in business, you'd have to start putting money into especially your trainings. Because, you know, freebies don't go very far. I don't know if you know that. If you are doing anything serious, but a time will come, you pay for training. You pay $200, you pay $2,000 and be trained. But initially, at that time, I had money to pay. Amen. So please, get into businesses that don't require high capital. And these are the things we just mentioned to you now. What does it take to call people and connect them? You don't need capital. You need your mouth. You need phone airtime. Which you have. Which you are playing with right now. You need data. Some of you are using your WhatsApp. I understand that WhatsApp services can be very frustrating. Everybody is selling something. We are still taking orders everywhere. I know, but keep doing it. Because people are selling like that. In this generation, sell something. Go. Please try and sell something. Hallelujah. I don't have to go to the shop to buy shoes. You should be able to bring it to me. Reverend K is wearing nice Nike. I know how he got it. He didn't go to the shop. Somebody brought it to him. You can do that without, you know. You can buy. You send me the money. Then I buy the thing. Then I make my profit. Then I give it to you. That means I don't have to go and buy it from Onitsha. Somebody has gone to Onitsha to buy it. I don't need capital to go to Onitsha. You will pay me before I even buy and give you. And I'll give you receipt for it. So please do all of this. And then finally, one of the things you should also learn is, while you are learning all of these things, find a way to anchor it to the church. Okay. You see, it's sounding religious now. Yes, no problem. Any business that is not anchored is like a child without umbilical cord. The child will suffocate. I've seen businesses that, you know, just does not surprise me. Before, you know, somebody has hired a restaurant, they put baskets, they say it's naturally looking. I know that thing. Somebody, especially restaurants, because just the city of ideas. People have lots of bright ideas. They put up, you see a restaurant, you see them baskets. You see, they'll put native baskets, it will look sleek, they'll be on Instagram. After 6 months, they'll start selling sponsored beer. After the sponsored beer, it's gone. You know why? They are not anchored. I've seen businesses that tried. One major reason they tried is anchorage. I can talk about anchorage to the church. I'm talking to you because you are here in the body of Christ. Anchor it because there's life in it. Anything that does not have a life source does not last. Are you here? It will never last. Trust me. You know, I've never done advertisement for my business before. Never in my life. If you've seen me on Facebook saying, this is what we do, you raise your hand there. No, but it's anchored. It's anchored to something. Praise God. I had friends that started design and all this kind of branding business that did A-sign banners. I put it at different junctions. This is what we do. Shop has locked. Why? It's not anchored. Anchor it. Anchor it. And then when a business starts, it's normally a business. The strength of a new business is idea. But the strength of a business that must scale is management and leadership. If a business, from startup to scale up, the reason why startups will always fail is because of management.
Yeah.
Somebody will come to your restaurants. I'm saying this because it's very important. I don't want you to start. We've told you that you are now galvanized to go and start a business, and then in 5 months, it's happening. It's gone already. When you start a business, ideas are very vital.
Yeah.
But when it's time to scale up efficiency, people should be able to, if I ate at your restaurant yesterday, I should come back and have the same experience. And that can only happen not because you are shifting things, it's because you are managing things. Is that okay? So please, as you start with these bright ideas, as you pray and God gives you ideas, learn management skills and leadership so you can thrive.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we put those hands together? Thank you very much, Pastor Goldwyn. Thank you very much, Deacon Terry. Can we celebrate them? Hallelujah. Amen. Can
we have? We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.